This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Atlanta Braves' decision to leave the city of Atlanta in 3 years and move to a new stadium in Cobb County has left Atlanta and Fulton County asking what now and perhaps what if. John Eaves is the chairman of the Fulton County Board of Commissioners. Mr. Chairman, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Happy to be here with you.
Today, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed said there are some plans in the works to demolish Turner Field and build a major development for middle-class residents in the 55-plus acres or so in that area.
I think that we're going to be able to make a pretty significant announcement about the development of a 60-acre tract at a time when East Atlanta is absolutely exploding and doing well, at a time when we need to make sure that there's a place for middle-class families to live.
Can you tell us more about that, and were you involved in it?
No, I'm not. The city of Atlanta and Fulton County have a vested interest in that area, principally through the Fulton County Atlanta Stadium Authority. We've had joint sponsorship and ownership, that is, with the stadium. And first of all, the news of the Braves' departure is very disappointing. So I have not been a part of any sort of conversation about any sort of alternative plans. The Board of Commissioners has not been a part of any conversation. And as far as I know, the Stadium Authority has not been a part of any conversation. So this information is news to me. I'm just haven't been privy to it.
Do you feel like you should have been?
To me, the best case scenario is for the county and the city to work together, as well as working in concert with the Stadium Authority and getting input from the citizens of that community. And if there's a decision that has been announced today, obviously there has not been any sort of collaboration discussion by all parties who are involved, and most notably the citizens of that area. So it's surprising, and I think and hope that going forward, whatever the plans are, we all will be better served if it's a collaborative and partnering effort, coordinating effort, because I think with all parties involved, all stakeholders involved, especially the community, we will have a better outcome.
To be fair to the mayor, he did not say that there's any final decision or anything like that. He said, but they are in some sort of stage of negotiations for something like this. But again, to be clear, you have not been part of that.
I have not been a part of it. The Board of Commissioners has not been a part of it. And to my knowledge, the Stadium Authority has not been a part of this conversation.
Some people might look at this and say, okay, Cobb County made the Braves a great offer, granted. But Atlanta Fulton County Stadium and then Turner Field have been in that area for some 47 years. Couldn't these redevelopment plans that the mayor's talking about or plans for improvement that have been tossed around before have been done before? And if they had, would the Braves still be planning to go elsewhere? Couldn't the county and the city have done more over the last 47 years to keep them there?
Yes, we could have. I think that the best case scenario would have been a renovated stadium that's with the Braves staying in its current structure, but renovated, and the areas around the stadium being redeveloped. Fulton County and the City of Atlanta have allocated millions of dollars towards the designation of that area as a tax allocation district. And so monies have been allocated for redevelopment, for attracting development. Those plans were held up, slowed down because of the economy, but there still was a possibility of it happening. So to me, the best case scenario would have been for the Braves to stay there and for the development to occur. The community in that area is going through transition. There is some development in terms of restored houses that are occurring, and I think that could have been built upon by development, commercial development attracted to that area. So to me, there's a missed opportunity. Discussions were had between the jurisdictions. Monies were identified and allocated for the redevelopment and inducements to attract development. Yes, things were slowed down by the economy, but to me, I think we could have still achieved a win-win scenario for all parties involved.
Do you think there was anything that you could have done or this current Board of Commissioners could have done to move that forward?
Well, we certainly have, we certainly allocated the resources. So several years ago, probably in 2008, 2009, we worked closely with the City of Atlanta to designate that area as what we call a tax allocation district. And so monies were allocated, and that money is being held by Invest Atlanta, formerly the Atlanta Development Authority. Fulton County has membership on that board, and so monies were allocated and some preliminary plans were developed. So to me, we were a part of the conversations. We made the commitment, and, you know, it's imperative going forward, whatever discussions are made in terms of redevelopment for that area, that the county should be there as a partner with the City of Atlanta, as well as the citizens of the Summerhill community, the Pittsburgh community, and the Mechanicsville community, because citizens should and deserve to have an opportunity for some input.
One of the Braves' clear conditions during their negotiations with the city over the last year or so was to be brought out from under the Atlanta-Fulton County Recreation Authority. And given the troubled history of that authority, including a former director who pled guilty to stealing money from it, can you understand that, and could the city and the county have done more to satisfy the Braves on that?
Well, I think I'm not well versed on the history of the establishment of authority, but the authority was basically established back in 1965, 66, so that Fulton and the City of Atlanta could have joint ownership of the facility, of the property. But there was also a component that was going to be helpful to the community. So I think the spirit of the history of the authority was a very noble one, and it was designed to ensure community engagement and community buy-in. And to me, you know, even though there may have been an individual or two that checkered that history, to me, the spirit of why it was in place, it justifies its continued existence with the Braves. So for me, that was a non-negotiable part of what should have been negotiated. The authority was there for a primary purpose in it, and that purpose was not outlived.
Unfortunately, I'll have to get a fairly quick yes or no answer to this one, but do you think that the Stadium Authority, the Recreation Authority, and the city and the county perhaps took the Braves for granted a little bit over the last few decades?
No. You know, I just think I'm disappointed. I think that there was a missed opportunity. I think that the identity of the city, the renaissance of the city, was connected to the Braves being where it is. And to me, it's a missed opportunity. And, you know, I think that the city and the county are caught holding the bag, and that community, those communities that surround the stadium, have been abandoned.
John Eaves is the chairman of the Fulton County Board of Commissioners. Mr. Chairman, thanks so much for being with us, and obviously we'll continue to follow this with you.
Okay, you're quite welcome, Dennis.